I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Ringer released their top 100 NBA player rankings, and Donovan Mitchell has cracked the code. Previously, he had been thought of as a top 20 player. We hear that he has gone higher than that, and to play a little game of too high, too low, just right, we welcome in our very own Jake Murren.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. Let's start too high, too low, just right. The first of five Cavaliers on this list comes in at number 8 with Donovan Mitchell. Ahead of him are Anthony Edwards.
Hold on. I wrote in between the break my own. I knew he was 8, and I wanted to see. I wanted to see where it lined up because I have a hard. I don't know how they got to 8. In coming through with this exercise, I don't know how they got there. Jokic 1, SGA 2, Doncic 3. Giannis 4. Then I got, am I off? Or are we on the top 4 set? Jokic, SGA, Doncic, and Giannis?
They have Giannis and Doncic flipped, but yes.
All right. I have Ant-Man 5.
I believe he's 7.
He is 6.
Now that's hard.
Wait, who am I missing then? Because I have Tatum here as well. I go Jokic, SGA, Doncic, Giannis, Ant-Man, Tatum, Steph, and then Donovan.
They have Steph Curry at 5.
Oh, Steph's at 5. Okay.
And then number 7, the only other player ahead of Donovan Mitchell on the Ringer's list, Tyrese Halliburton.
If Howie ahead of Donovan?
I mean, he did beat him in the playoffs.
Never would have happened. Two months ago,
by the way, the Ringer had Tyrese ranked 19th. Now he's 7th.
I like Tyrese, but I could have came up with 20 list. I would not have found him in the top 7 before Donovan. The 3 I was debating that I thought could possibly be ahead of, if they had decided to either take Steph or Tatum out. I didn't know where LeBron was going to be on this. I didn't know if Brunson was going to find his way ahead of Donovan, because it feels like the Ringer just likes Jalen Brunson a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know where Wemby was going to fall in line either.
So I will say that I think Donovan is a top 15 player. Anything you have that is, 15th or better, or really 14th or better, and I am completely content. So I'll actually say I think this is just right. Honestly, any higher and it might be too high, but this is, I think he's right in line with where he needs to be.
I mean, is there anybody in the top 7? I think Ant-Man has got to be the least accomplished from a hardware standpoint. You've either been a league MVP or you've won an NBA Finals. If you're ahead of Donovan, with the exception there being Ant-Man, he's the only guy. Is that right? At least in my list.
I believe it is right. So
they're putting him in some rarefied air because he does not have an MVP award, obviously, and he's never made it out of the second round.
I would say just right. Would you say just right?
No, I think he's 8 sounds right, but when you come up with the list, it feels like he got a lot of glow up here. Did he get glow up because of what happened in the second round and how he just tried to take over? Where did this glow up come from? I'm very confused as to how when you come up with the list, it feels like 10-12 should be where he's at. Okay. Somewhere in that range.
All right, so too high for you. Yeah. All right, who's up next there, Jake?
Yeah, you guys mentioned the top-ranked player in the NBA. According to The Ringer, it's Nikola Jokic. They mentioned his unstoppable combination of size, skill, and IQ behind him at 2 and 3. SGA and Giannis. Is that too high or just right for potentially the NBA's best player?
All right. It still might be too low. And I say this not for these rankings, but for the idea that Nikola is in the rarefied air that LeBron was for a full decade, where any given year you could be the MVP, and most years people are looking for reasons to not give you MVP. So I think in parlance of the bit, it's just right. But I still don't think Jokic gets the kind of respect he deserves, given every year it rightfully could just be handed over to him.
Wait, what am I missing? He's number one on the list.
I didn't win MVP this year. That's my point. My point was he's still a little underrated, even though on the Ringer he's number one.
Yeah, he's number one.
You're not wrong.
I if you're number one, you can't possibly be too low. Or I mean, like it's you're number one. I blew my brain. It was like, hold on, I'm trying to figure out what else you're going for here. If you're number one, you're number one. Like you're getting the respect, you're getting the attention, you're getting everything you would want and then some. If anything, you'd wonder if they would have thought about SGA. And after this season, if he ends up winning the NBA Finals, that's where you'd end up saying, all right, league MVP and won an NBA Finals, you now get the bump up over Jokic, where obviously I agree with you and your claim that nothing should take Jokic off that top mantle.
What's next there, Jake?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to like this one, JP, based on your own rankings there. They have Jason Tatum all the way down to number 10. I'm assuming because of the Achilles tendon tear you suffered in the Eastern Conference semifinals, but is that too high, too low, just right for Jason Tatum?
I don't know. I thought maybe Tatum's just not living off of last year as much as I thought he was going to be able to. It'll be interesting if Tatum just consistently drops in some of these rankings based off of the injury and what happened in the playoffs.
But this is dumb. He averaged 27 points a game this year.
I know. He was exceptional.
And whereas
he still finished top five in league MVP once again. Like he is, he's one of the most complete players the NBA has.
And unlike last year. Like, last year he had a really good version of Jaylen Brown, maybe one of the best. He did not have a good Jaylen Brown this year. So even though the numbers, yeah. I mean, I think he scored 26.9 points per game this year, or last year, 26.8 this year. I think he had to be better this year because he just didn't have the kind of support. Even Drew took a step back this year. So yeah, I think this is too low.
So the problem, though, and I think what maybe the Ringer is trying to get at is that this year, more than most years, we spotlighted Jason Tatum after the title. We spotlighted him. He was obviously on one of the best teams in the East, and we watched as he disappeared in way too many games in important moments and down the stretch. And I feel like that in turn came back to haunt him in these rankings.
I think last year's championship should hold on a little bit longer, and I think if Jason had been healthy, Boston stays in the playoffs longer, and Boston stays in the playoffs longer. He later in the playoffs, he kind of clears his own darn name.
Hey, we saw this right. I mean, because I had him at 6th in my own ranking, so here we go.
What's next there, Jake?
Let's go to a Cavs player as Evan Mobley comes in as the 17th best player in the league. Players like Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Cade Cunningham slot right in front of him, while Mobley ranks higher than Karl Anthony Towns on this list. Too high, too low, or just right for the Defensive Player of the Year?
Oh. I think this is pretty respectful.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think 17, based off of some of the guys that we were talking about that live in that 8 to 12 range. I mean, he's a couple spots away from KD. He's a couple spots away from LeBron. He's a couple spots away from Anthony Davis. Like, I think 17, I think that's pretty right on.
It's interesting. He's, I think, 10 spots ahead of Chet Holmgren. And I kind of thought those guys would be ranked similarly. Now, again, he's played more than Chet has. He's got the Defensive Player of the Year award. But I think that's interesting. I mean, if you start to look at the guys behind him, like Jaren Jackson Jr., who I think we all think is a little bit overrated.
Triple J.
He's a couple spots behind him. I think what's interesting is that Banchero and Brown are behind him. Jalen Williams is behind him. Devin Booker is behind him.
Yeah, I think 17 is very respectful by this list.
And I think it's just right because I think that's who he is. And I think because we don't value defense the same way we do offense, I think we kind of tend to underrate the jumps that Evan has made. But, yeah, I mean, if they had had him 25th and Williams ahead of him, Booker ahead of him, not Jaren Jackson, and that's why double pumped on that name, but they had Holmgren in front of him, I couldn't have been upset.
The Holmgren one's interesting. I'm curious as to why he hasn't gotten more respect in his own right.
I think it's because he's the third best player on that team.
That's the only thing I can think of. All right, Jake, what else?
LeBron James has played 22 seasons in the NBA at this point in his career. The Ringer has him ranked at number 12, four spots lower than their last version of rankings in April. Also important to note, Victor Wembanyama is ranked at 11, so one spot ahead of LeBron. Is this too high, too low, or just right for LeBron?
These are some wonky rankings here.
I was surprised by this one. I didn't know really where to slot LeBron. I knew I wanted him somewhere around where Steph was.
I mean, you're still getting top 10 production statistically out of LeBron.
Yeah.
His team did make it to the playoffs this year. It's tough to say he's not still a top 10 player. Like, if you put LeBron on the Cavs, that's a championship team next year if they can work out who gets the ball and who holds the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I had him right in back of Donovan in the list that I came up with, and I think that's a good spot for LeBron to live in.
And can we just say, Wemby has no business being where he is. I mean, insanely talented player. It's so obvious if you watch him, he's the future. This feels like we want to say we had him top 11, top 10 before anybody else did.
I don't know. He's the best defensive player in the game. Went 25-11. And then just, you know, health got him. Like, he, I think he deserves to be around this area.
I think it's a little high, a little early. And prove to me you're not Ralph Sampson. I just want to say Ralph Sampson.
Who doesn't love a good Ralph Sampson?
Who else do we have there?
Yeah, back to the Cavs, as Darius Garland has been a topic of conversation, obviously, this offseason. After his All-Star season, he comes in at number 28 on the Ringer's rankings. He's ahead of Jamal Murray and James Harden, but behind guys like De'Aaron Fox and Chet Holmgren. Is this too high, too low, or just right for DG?
I actually think it's just right. I mean, he's around Sabonis, but I mean, I would take Darius to win you a game over James Harden's weird, goofy ass right now.
I would, but the fact that he's ahead of Trae Young, I think, is interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well,
he's ahead of Ja in this as well. People don't really associate. I love Darius, but being ahead of Trae Young and Ja Morant is not something that most people would have.
I think the Jamal Murray one's also very interesting.
Man, he's ahead of
a top 30 player.
Şengün. And Wagner.
Did it make you even angrier, though, that they've got, according to the Ringer, three top 30 players, and they still got spanked?
Yeah, I think they gave a lot of credit here to Darius, and I'm a little surprised by that, but yes, it does make me angry if this is what this ends up being. If you have the 28th best player, the 17th best player, and the 8th best player, you probably need to do better than the second round.
I think the only two low I had was LeBron. And that's the only one, because I still think he's got to be top 10. He still is a top 10 player. If you don't see that, I too many people are thinking, well, he's going to be 40, or he is 40, but he's going to be 41. Dude, watch him.
He's great.
I remember,
and he's put more of an emphasis on the three ball, and it's still translating.
I remember a decade ago when people were like, look at, he barely clears the rim anymore. Guess we were wrong about that one. That is Too High, Too Low, Just Right. What's missing here? For the Guardians, that's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.